You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFAGFL, in and out.
Connected to CMN Network.
WAV.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O. N-A-W-R-O. Good morning, John. Good morning. How's Mr. Moore doing today? I cannot complain. Got a decent amount of sleep last night, got up a little early and then went back to bed like I normally do. And it was a good nap last night, enjoyed that. Of course, I'm getting myself in trouble because I'm on the Kinect Systems webpage looking at a VHF DMR HT. But yeah, I probably won't go for that. Maybe not.
Would be kind of nice to have, wouldn't it? But, yeah, I slept really good last night, like really good last night. It was one of those rare sleeps where it seems like you close your eyes and then, like, I don't know, 12 hours later you wake up and it's like, it feels like a moment later, but you got like a great amount of sleep and maybe a little bit of a headache from sleeping too much, and it was good. So I too slept very well last night. But yeah, the whole DMR VHF situation. Wally's got us reaching into our pockets, doesn't he?
NHWRO. Yeah, well, just a little. It's that VHF. UHF deal from, I guess originally from Motorola, right? Now, my base station, though, is both, so that's cool. But HT that I have from Kinect System is UHF only. Very, very similar, of course, to Moto. So, yeah, I don't know. But then we've got the other cheaper radios that do it. So, I don't know. Just looking.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, it would be nice to have a, you know, fancy DMR VHF. I really want an HT that does DMR VHF and UHF, and I have one, so I guess I can't complain. But yeah, I don't know. I was hoping Motorola would make one, but they don't. And Wally seems to think that they never will. So, which I'm not sure why they won't, you know, but like I kind of am, I kind of get it, but I don't know, but that would be cool. So I like that Kenwood, but I've never seen the Kinect Systems HDs. I've really only seen your Kinect System. I think that's what you have, is a Kinect Systems that has external display that you show in pictures from time to time. Or is that not a DMR?
Yeah, that's that's the one with the BFD display, as they call it. That's an add-on to the CS800D Plus, and that is my base station. But I also have that in the mobile as well, but not without the big display though. But then HT wise, I have a CS 7000 M17 Plus. Hey, John, you coming to the breakfast on Sunday or probably not?
I am thinking I might not, mainly because I did forget about it and I committed to diving and I haven't dove in like a month. And we've got some training coming up for overhead environments and caves and stuff. So I need to get in the water. And we plan to go to Monroe on Monday. And that got put off because of the nail last weekend. So I'm kind of behind where I'd like to be. And I really need to get in the water and do some practicing. But I don't think so, unfortunately.
No, that's probably a good call on your part because you already postponed that, like you said, because of the Great Nail event. And I hope you got that fixed, by the way. So what I'll do is I'll bring this Kinect Systems HT to the next meeting on the 20th and let you take a look at it. And it does, it has the Motorola mic adapter to it, so I actually use a Motorola mic for it. So it's fine, but again, it's just UHF only, UHF analog, UHF DMR. But it's, it's exactly like a Moto. Tell us about the tire thing. Did you get that fixed or no?
Yeah, I was talking to Sean about that last night on P25, and no, I've done nothing to it. just pretty much got in the car every day and drove to work with that thing dangling out of there like that. And somehow it's been doing all right. It's no real air leakage. It hasn't broken off. It's worn down a tad, but so it is hitting the ground as I drive, but I've been so busy with work and other things that I haven't really had a chance to get in there and had it get it looked at. But I was kind of hoping to kick the can down the road until today or tomorrow, and I made it. So knock on wood, I roughly made it. So I'll probably take it in today after work. Hopefully I can get out before the place closes, and I'll try to take it off myself and just roll a single tire up to their door and, can you fix this? See what they say. But hopefully that'll all get fixed today, so just hope, or tomorrow. Well, hopefully they don't try to sell me, I know they will, for all new brand new tires.
Yeah, you're close enough right now that probably don't have to do anything. I like Wally's idea about taking, I would take maybe, if you have them, a bolt cutter and just kind of cut it off as much as you can. But if you're that close to replacing it, you don't have to worry about it. On another topic, I'm looking right at my desk here. I did get the ICS-100C and ICS-200C study books in published by a publisher here in Michigan, because some of the guys say they enjoy looking at the books instead. But I'm going to have to post those on Discord, I guess.
Yeah, that would be good, especially for the times when the government's closed. Though hopefully that doesn't happen anymore. Hopefully they get all their differences figured out and start to get along and make logical, propositions for our tax dollars and whatnot. But that's probably wishful thinking. But yeah, that'll be cool. And I'm excited to get those long drawn out ICS 3 and 400s out of the way. I'm glad to hear that's coming up. Although I got to put that on the schedule because I think they were in September 21st and such. And that's a busy month for me. So we'll see.
Yeah, for IS-300, it was September 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Mike didn't immediately have the 400 available, I don't think, the dates. But, I'm probably going to have to pass on that. That's three whole days. But it'd be nice for those that would want to get it under their belt.
Yeah, I feel like for 3 days of an ICS class, you know, they should give you, like, a new radio or something. That is quite the undertaking, especially for our group, for, something that most likely we'll rarely use. But education cannot be undersold or whatever they say. You know, it's... hopefully it will be worth it, but I don't know. That is, we have that, and then there was like a 10-day class I thought I heard about. There's a few of these that are ramping up that are going to take some time getting those under our belts, getting it behind us. You know, that's the thing I want, is just like get it over with. So, but yeah. A lot of effort we put in, isn't it?
Yeah, sir. I have to agree to that, especially that last one we did, the AUX-C class. One whole week in there. I did enjoy it. Very good. You and I were talking about this. We want the MySims training. I think the MySims training should actually be part of that, but, so... We get that figured out when that can be next. I'll make time for that. But other than that, I think I'm good for a while.
Yeah. I'll probably have to be good for a while. I was actually bummed because there was a class Dave was looking at that I wanted to jump in. But I needed some ICS prerequisites before I could take it. And I had the best intentions to jump in on that class and try to squeeze in those prerequisites, but the way time has been flying and how busy we've been. I completely forgot about it and hadn't even gave it a second thought in like a month. And now it sounds like it's already too late. So, but I guess that makes sense because those classes, they would have taken me. You know, they were like 10-hour classes, 4-hour classes, and so it's like I don't have the time to do that right now. So, whatever. We'll get it next time.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO. Yeah, there's, like we've been saying lately, just not enough hours in the day. Especially for you, man. You're doing a lot. So I'm glad you're going diving. You should do that. A little R&R is necessary.
Yeah, I think you and I do about the same amount. I think we're both just... I mean, you get to work on stuff a little bit more during the day where I try to squeeze it in a little bit here and there and after work a lot and on the weekends a lot, but you're always working on something. And I saw, like, when we started logging our hours, which I think both of us kind of slowed down on that for the time being, we were neck and neck, you know, so I don't believe for a second that... you know, there's one of us that far outshines the other in any way. But, we definitely put in the time. And it is like two full-time jobs. Well, it's like I have a full-time job and I have a ARPSC. But, yeah, there's not enough hours in a day. Probably getting a little scratchy here. I'm just pulling into the industrial sub.
Yes, you are. You know your radio's performance by where it's at. So, but yeah, you got the full-time job. That's what I mean. I mean, for me, I don't have that. So I can, and I am working on the new version of the postcard because I got to get the new seal in there. So we got to start. I got to start that up again. But. All right, John, sounds good. Looks like you're getting to work. Have a good shift. Probably talk later this afternoon. Probably we'll have the radios on. So for now, November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar after you.
All righty. Well, you have a good day. Don't work too hard. And... go ahead and treat yourself to that new fancy radio. NAWRO, KEAWERO. I'll be clear. And Rocky too.
He's a good dog. NAWRO.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KCKJL.
Connected to CMN Network.
WDHKLO in the mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WDHKL on the mobile.
WRIT.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network.
RUH, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, listening.
What's going on? I think I just heard you over on DMR a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir, that was me. I just finished some grocery shopping over here, and I'm traveling these 3 minutes down the road to my house. How about you? How's your day been going so far?
Pretty good. Just on a few errands and get some stuff done, and then on the way back home. So nothing too exciting here on this Friday afternoon.
Yep, ain't that true? All I have is a ton of things to do at home. Nothing interesting going on over here, unfortunately. Just pay bills and get ready for next week.
Yep, hopefully I'll find something fun to do this weekend. I'm sure there'll be something happening. We'll see. It's supposed to be nice and warm, I think, so maybe get to a pool or something like that. Just hang out.
Right on, roger that. I'd probably just be like drawing or something or playing some video games over the weekend. We'll see how time pans out.
Well, yeah, you gotta get outside while you can though. It's gonna be fall and then winter before you know it. You don't wanna waste this weather.
If anything, I'm actually looking forward to fall and winter. Fall is my favorite season because it's not too toasty outside, and then winter, well, there's plenty of snow to go around. A lot of people are not a fan of the snow, but I myself do fancy it a bit. The summer is fun, but the heat kind of gets to you.
Yeah, I know. My favorite time of year is probably, October 1st to mid-May. All the fishing and hunting and skiing you can get in, and that's my sweet spot. So summer is, like you said, it's too hot for me, but I make the best of it and get outside and hang out with friends and have cold cocktails. But my sweet spot is fall, winter, spring.
Now, early summer is also fun, too. That's when everything starts to stabilize. It's still kind of cool outside, and that's when most of the activities start, as soon as the semester ends.
Yep, these hot, humid days and hot, humid nights are not for me. I would be good if it was low humidity and 60 every night, 55 even, that'd be perfect. But when it's 75, sometimes even 80 degrees in the overnight, there's no real cool down. That's not my jam.
I'm of the opinion that if I can't keep my window open at night to cool down, I don't want the weather.
Yep, that makes sense.
And it's really that heat and cold cycle that keeps things rather nice and pleasant outside. Rather, if it's warm all the time, that's when problems start to happen.
Absolutely. All right, well, it's good talking to you. I'm pulling up here at my first stop, so I might be back out here in a little bit, but I will catch up with you soon. This is KE8RUH, and I'll be clear on your final.
KKRUH, I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you later. KFA GSD, I'll be clear listening, 7-3.
KE8RUH from W8BPD, real quick.
What's going on? I think it's Brian, right?
Yes, sir. You got any more APX batteries?
Sure do.
Okay, earmark two of them for me, please. And as soon as we can get together, I'll get you the money. What do you want for them?
I think I posted them for $20, I think. Well, I'll also look back at the ad, but I definitely have some, and I'll, they're actually on my desk at work, so Monday I'll grab a couple of them and get to you either on the radio here or through Discord, and we'll link up and get you a couple batteries.
All right, sir, that works for me. I'll let you go. I'm just getting off work myself. W8BPD, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, sounds good. We'll catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
Yeah, you guys, you know, I'm trying to do business on,
do this. Come on.
On amateur radio.
What's
that, Dave?
Brian. I'm supposed to conduct this business.
You going to do this
tomorrow? All right, I think I got what you said. Somebody doubled with you again.
Yeah, he's complaining because we're conducting business over the radio.
You took your tech test, didn't you? It's in the regulations.
Brian, KFAZIC, you still there? Yeah, I'm here. I'm getting reported for violating the rules. Don't worry, I'll take care of it tomorrow. KFAZIC. Yeah, I'm just getting off work, and I wanted to make sure that something was still available, and I shouldn't have done it. Whoa, he's me. Anyways, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning if you're going to breakfast there, Jack.
Yes, I'll be there tomorrow morning.
Take care. Have a good day.
KFAZIC. WDKLL.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8WUO.
N8WRO, I hear you, John. I think Dean was over on the new DMR, New Haven, with Wally.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
N8WRO, John, you there?
KEAWUO. Yes, I am here. I
had a little fat finger on the speaker mic and changed the zone and messed. Then there was another one, but how's Jim doing?
Not too bad. Hope your day was good. I'm not sure if they're still over there. Yeah, he's still there. Dean's over on the New Haven repeater right now, but it looks like he's signing right now.
Weird. My radio in my truck isn't receiving from the KCA to LTS, but I can hear it on the HT from the FBI. But I'm transmitting on the KCA to LTS, so I don't know what's going on. But Dean and I just had like probably a 2-hour long phone call, and I'm north. I'm by 8 Mile and 94, so I won't be able to get into the New Haven, unfortunately.
Okay, copy that. You probably had your fill of Dean anyway, so, and I can answer the LTS question. Right now it's pretty much acting as a receive only and does not transmit.
Yeah, that tracks with what I'm seeing. Unfortunate. Okay, well, it makes it a little tricky. I hope they get that fixed soon. Normally it's not a problem, but with me being on this side of the town, it's a little inconvenient. But such is life, and I appreciate it working the other 99% of the time, so I can't complain.
Yeah, both Sean and Wally described to me what was going on. It's something TJ has got to look into, and it's not going to be a quick fix. But in the interim time, it does act as a receiver if you can listen from Warren. But, yeah, it still is... reduces the capability of the network, I guess. But see, I got to remember that, John, when we turn off MI1, we're turning off that and the UMP. For the longest time, I didn't put two and two together, so we got to be careful of that as well, but not that we do it willy-nilly or anything.
Well, that's interesting. It's like two-handed operation here, turning down one radio to transmit on the other and then turning it back up on the other. I need a front panel program, a crossband frequency here. But that's interesting. Almost accidentally got back on the expressway. So I wonder how that works. What is the LTS connected to the FBI main hub? And not MI2?
Yeah, LTS should be UHF, so that's MI1. So when we drop MI1, we're dropping LTS and the UMP. Does that track?
I don't think so. Getting a phone call. Oh, never mind. This guy can. Our paint delivery driver, and he's trying to deliver paint at work. But I'm not at work. But no, I don't think so. I think the UMP is connected to. And you're right. It is MI1. I misspoke. But the KCA UMP is connected to the Fenton hub, and I think the KCA LTS would be connected to the UMP hub. I don't think they're connected to the FBI hub, because what we do is we disconnect the FBI hub from the Fenton MI2 hub. So I don't think the LTS or the UMP are disconnected when we do that, but I could be wrong.
So I went to MI1, Central Michigan's MI1 dashboard, and right on the top there is, that's the FBI hub. And, of course, the UMP is 510. That's down below.
And then 513 is KC8LTS 442.1750. So, yeah, I think they're part of MI1. We drop MI1, we drop them all, or we drop both of those.
Yeah, maybe we're saying the same thing two different ways. When we drop MI1, the KCA, UMP, and the LTS are both still connected to MI1. I get all dyslexic with MI1, MI2. Just know that I'm just talking about Central Michigan. If I say the wrong, God darn it, this guy. Oh, I could kill him. Like, my car's not in the parking lot. Stop calling me. It's obvious. But yeah, I think I agree. When we disconnect, we don't touch the UMP or the LTS. So we're not affecting their connection status at all.
NAWRO. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, correct. We do not have the capability of parsing out MI1. No, we would just, you know, temporarily disconnect MI1 from FBI, and the MI1 goes on connected as designed. So it's just my comment was is that, you know, if we left it, that's why when we join, we do disconnect MI1 from FBI. The main problem is the UMP. There's a hole there for communication, so that's why it's advantage to connect the Mecca, which fills the hole in Mount Clemens. So it's kind of interesting. You got to kind of know all the dynamics, I guess.
Okay. So, yeah, I missed the first half of your conversation or your comments there because I didn't have the radio turned up in time. This is a little too cumbersome while driving to do this. But I was able to replay the beginning of your transmission using the recents and the radio. So I think we're on the same page now. But there is a little bit of a nuance there. Yeah, for some reason I thought you were saying that when we disconnect the FBI from Central Michigan, that somehow affects the UMP and the LTS. But it doesn't. It just, they're still connected to Central Michigan. It's just you can't get into the FBI from the LTS or the anywhere in Central Michigan. So I think we are in agreement on that. But that was awful. I'm sorry to put you through that. KEAWUO.
I gave you a little pause there to hopefully address the radios. It's probably not good. We should probably shorten the QSO. But yeah, we're in agreement. What we do obviously doesn't affect anything with Central Michigan. So LTS, if it was working right, LTS could talk to the UMP, even though, of course, it happens to be disconnected from Sean's network. But the curious thing would be, you know how the UMP is the designated MICON for us? My question would be, are all repeaters on MI1, are they all MICON?
Yeah, that I think they are, but I don't know. Do you have P25 with you?
QSYP25, NAWRO.
WDAKLO. KFAEDQ.
Justin Harris, KFA-EDQ.
KFA-EDQ. KFA-DRC.
There he is. There's Jack. Figured somebody might be listening. How are you doing, Jack?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just tired. Very tired. That damn sunroom took me for a ride.
I heard you're tired. And somebody took you for a ride or something. You been playing radio or you been monkeying around in the garden?
Monkey around with a garden, also a sunroom. My sunroom, you believe that a water came inside of it, and I could touch all that drywall, and it's a big job, man. It's not an easy job.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I got to wake up early tomorrow, and I'm taking my chimney off of my house because it's starting to separate. So I'm going to take it down before it becomes a problem. So I got a bunch of brick and ceramic, there's like a ceramic insert in there. I'm going to have to lift heavy stuff tomorrow, and I'm really not looking forward to it.
And you know what, Mike? That is the worst job, because you got to stand up on top of the roof. Then they don't know which way to go, right or left. I see people falling when they do that chimney.
Yeah, well, we set up scaffolding already. We got scaffolding around the chimney. And, yeah, we're going to have to get up on the roof. It's only a single floor, so it's not that high up. I haven't been up there since I roofed it a few years ago. That was a chore. Did that in July like an idiot. But it got done, and it doesn't leak, so fantastic. But now the chimney's a problem. And after that, I'll just have to wait for the next thing to go wrong. The joys of home ownership.
You know, some of these chimneys, it's very hard to find the same brick. I had a house in Oak Park, and really 2 years trying to find somebody to do it, and nobody will do it. And somebody came in and said, no problem, I'll do it, but I cannot find the brick. I said, what a brick made out of gold?
Yeah, KF8DRC, KF8EDQ. Yeah, well, I'm not putting it back up. I'm only getting rid of it because I don't use it anymore. I put in a combi boiler system. It heats my house and gives me hot water. And I put a vent on the side of my house. I put an intake and an exhaust vent on the side of the house, so I don't even use the chimney anymore. So I just need to get rid of it, so I hope it's a quick job.
Well, get rid of it easy, but you know what? You got to fill up that hole. It's a big hole there. You got to fill that up. Plus, you got to put shingles.
Yeah, you got that right. I got to do shingles. I got to do probably, I have to have two different kinds of plywood because I don't know the thickness. I can't remember what the thickness was. It could be 5/8. It could be, it's probably not half inch. Half inch is too thin. So it could be 5/8. It could be 3/4. I don't know. So I got to get the right kind of plywood. And we're just going to patch it up with whatever we got laying around here. I got 2x4s and all kinds of stuff that we can re-bolster up that hole. And, yeah, we'll be doing a little bit of shingling, so I'm not looking forward to that either. I hate roofing.
It's really that's not fun either. Because when you're there on top in 80 degrees, it seems like it's 150. Because I used to put satellites up, and I'm not kidding you, Mike. The weather, it gets to 80. When you're on the shingles, it'll be about 150, 170.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, because I did my roof in July, and it was like 90-some degrees. You could only be up on the roof for maybe a few minutes at a time before you'd be climbing down the ladder and dousing yourself in water. It was hot as hell. So I'm never doing that again. That's the last time I ever do roofing. I helped my brother with his roof. So I think that's the last time I'll ever do it. I think I'm going to be paying somebody to do it from now on. Giant pain. Can't stand it. But this little patch-up job, that'll be no problem. We'll get it knocked out in the morning. We'll probably start around 8. And probably be done around noon. And then I will try... I want to try and be done before noon anyway. I hope it doesn't take all day.
Because the weather is changing tomorrow. That's why. Yeah, as soon as you be up there, I would be up there by 7:30, 7 o'clock. Get up and have a coffee and get up there and take it down. Then by the time you take everything down, I'll be ready to put everything there. Your 2x4s and... boards, you gotta put one of them boards down at least. Gotta close it up, then put your 2x4s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's me and, I don't know if you remember who Chuck is, but he's from the GMRS community. And he does masonry work, so he's gonna be kind of running the show tomorrow, because I don't do this kind of stuff. I don't like to anyway. And so he's going to be running the show, and, you know, thank God for him. He's going to be a good help. He says we'll be done in no time. He says it won't take as long as I think it'll take. And he's probably right. So, yeah, that's what I got going on tomorrow. I'm going to try, if I get done before noon, I'm going to go over to the shelter and walk some dogs. See how they like that. Usually it's a big winner. So, all right, back to you.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, the faster you come down, it'd be better off anyhow. Instead of staying on those shingles so hot. But, Mike, you ever run into an Irish setter?
Like the dog an Irish setter? I don't think so. There's been, you know, Brittany's used to be really popular. My grandma, here's the thing, is that at the shelter, you're not going to run into a lot of, like, you run into a wide variety of dogs because they're all mixed breeds, but they're, at least here in Saginaw, they're all, and among and many other shelters, they're mostly pit bull mixes. Because people like to breed them to try and make money or fight them or do whatever, and then they end up getting abandoned, and then they come into the shelter. So you end up with like a couple of German Shepherds, some Rottweilers, and then like some Lab and Pit Bull looking mixes. Most of them are good dogs, but some of them been mistreated, you know. So you got to deal with that.
Yeah, because on the 70s, I had an Irish Setter, and I love that dog because it's a very nice dog and very quiet, and they listen to you. Whatever you tell him, he would listen to you. But he was gone anyhow. We used to live in Farmington, and he used to be in the garage, and I had to work. I had to work from 7 in the morning all the way to 8 o'clock at night. I don't know how he got out from the garage. I looked for him. Couldn't find them.
That's terrible. I had a dog that I swear knew English. She was an Australian cattle dog, not a shepherd, but an Australian cattle dog. And I swear she knew English. You could talk to her, and you tell her to go do something that you've never told her to do before, and somehow she'd go and do that thing. Very obedient. I'd let her off the leash all the time, and she'd slowly wander her way, she'd get, a distance away from me. I'd call her back. She'd come screaming back, man, like a missile. She could run like the wind.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, that's nice. That kind of dog is a lovable dog. That's for sure. Well, Mike, I got to take a shower because I'm tired. I've been up since 6 o'clock in the morning working on that sunroom. Cut off all the drywall out. Then you got to put the sealer there and all that stuff. So I'm tired. And I was by myself doing that. No help at all. Anyhow, we'll talk later, Mike. Thank you for coming back anyhow. We'll talk later, maybe Monday again on 550. 550 was not open today. Take care. KFA-DRC.
Yeah, I got you, Jack. The KFA-DRC, KFA-EDQ. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to hear us on the 550 machine anymore, because I guess they got all that on link now. So we'll see how that rumbles. So unless you can pick up 575, we'll have to talk on here more. Or MI5, or the VHF. I like 2 meters, too. It's all in my radio. But it's good to hear you. You're sounding good in the repeater. So have a good evening, 73 KFA EDQ. I'll be clear and listening.
Hi, Mike. No problem. I'll be an MI5. I think that's what I'm going to do. Change from 6 to... But I have 575 on that TYT 9600. And really, sometimes it opened up. Sometimes it doesn't open. So I might listen to you guys out there. You'll be out there Monday or something like that. We'll talk later. KFA-DRC.
WFSM Mobile, Holly.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.